The San Diego housing market is telling a story of normalization after years of pandemic-era extremes. North County active inventory is up 24% year over year, and homes are sitting on the market for around 37 days, a dramatic shift from the bidding wars of 2021 and 2022.
Those numbers reflect a more balanced market. North County median prices are still rising, but at a modest 4.5% year over year. The 30-year fixed mortgage rate is in the low to mid 6% range, down about half a point from last year, and expected to ease gradually through the end of 2026.
The countywide picture is more nuanced. Single-family homes still have inventory that's 34% below the 10-year average, keeping that segment in seller's territory. But attached properties, condos, and townhomes are seeing above-average inventory and modest price softness.
That attached property trend could be significant for first-time buyers who've been priced out of detached homes. If condo inventory keeps building, that could create opportunities for people who've been waiting on the sidelines.
Voters made their feelings clear about housing policy on June 2nd when they rejected Measure A, the vacant homes tax, with 58% voting no. This would have charged $8,000 annually starting in 2027 for properties left vacant more than 182 days per year.
The measure would have affected roughly 5,100 homes, less than 1% of city properties. But opponents outspent supporters 9-1, arguing it would hurt property rights and potentially discourage investment.
That outcome suggests San Diego voters aren't ready for aggressive interventions in the housing market, even targeted ones. The coalition that defeated Measure A included real estate interests, but also some economists who questioned whether vacancy taxes actually increase housing supply.
Infrastructure investment continues in East County with the $950 million Advanced Water Purification Program nearing completion. This facility in Santee, near Santee Lakes on Finita Parkway, will produce up to 11.5 million gallons of purified water daily starting in late 2026.
This is California's first surface water augmentation project using indirect potable reuse. The purified water travels 10 miles to Lake Jennings, serving up to 4,000 residents across Padre Dam, Helix Water District, Lakeside Water District, and Northern Otay Water District.
That represents up to 30% of East County's drinking water needs, a significant step toward regional water independence. Given California's ongoing drought concerns and climate change impacts, this infrastructure investment could prove prescient.